Today on Rocking the Suburbs.
It's the final new music picks of the year.
Good morning, Jim, Patrick, interns, and fellow Rockin' the Suburbs listeners. This is Sonny Varney from Franklin Park, Illinois, and these are my picks for November new music. First up is the band Taipei Houston. This is a bass and drum duo that features Lane and Miles Ulrich, the sons of Metallica drummer Lars Ulrich. I would describe their sound as a cross between Royal Blood and the White Stripes. Their debut album is called Once Bit, Not Bored, and I'd like for you to feature the song Hello from the Bottom. My second pick is the band The Commoners from Toronto. Their latest album is called Find a Better Way. I would describe their sound as a cross between the Black Crowes and the Allman Brothers. And the song I'd like for you to feature from this album is called Find a Better Way. As always, Jim, Patrick, and interns, thanks for everything you do. Let's keep rocking the suburbs and listen to Suburbs Rock Radio. And until next month, goodbye for now.
Jim and Patrick and fellow Suburbs podcasters, this is Bob Peterson, and I'm calling in with my November new music picks. This month I'm featuring Salt, an R&B collective from the UK, who dropped 5 new albums on November 1st. As you might know, Salt is one of the most ambitious and prolific groups around. They are pretty mysterious because they choose to remain anonymous. They don't have credits on their albums, they don't tour, and they don't do interviews. No one outside their inner circle knows who's in the collective. The only known entity is their producer, Inflow. They are based in R&B, but cover a vast array of styles, including neo-soul, funk, house, disco, psychedelic rock, afrobeat, and they even have flourishes of jazz and reggae. They've averaged 2 albums a year since their inception in 2019, but they've been even more productive this year. Earlier in April, they released an album called Air, which was a classical album that sounded like a movie score. They also released an EP in October, so when they released 5 albums on November 1st, it came as a huge surprise. They offered these 5 albums as a free download from their website as long as you provided a password that you had to decipher from a cryptic message on their website. Now all the albums are available on Bandcamp, and I think 4 of the 5 are on the streaming services. I dove deep into all 5 releases, and that was a great journey. I will briefly review the 5 albums and highlight songs from 2 of them. They cover the full range of the musical styles that they've done on prior albums, but there's a unifying theme amongst all the albums, and that's spirituality and the exploration of religion. But don't worry, the music and themes are uplifting and reassuring, much like the music of Stevie Wonder and Marvin Gaye. Now, each of these albums has its own identity. The first album, Air, spelled with 2 I's, is the sequel to the album of the same name released in April. Like that album, it's an orchestral album with 5 movements. I've only listened to it a few times and I've had it on in the background, but it's worthwhile. The second album I'm going to review is Earth. It also has spirituality themes, but features a lot more Afrobeat and funk. The third album is called God, and it's a double album that follows a gospel-flavored style and has a lot of smooth, soulful songs. The next album, Today and Tomorrow, really features more of a rock edge than any other Salt album to date. It features a lot more guitar, and it really has great garage rock, funk rock, and proto-punk that sounds edgy and rhythmic. Interestingly, most of the vocals on this album are sung or chanted by a small children's choir. The song I want to feature is called Money, which I played on one of my shows, Midlife Crisis, on Rockin' the Suburbs Radio. The last of the 5 albums I want to feature is 11. It sounds the most of these 5 albums like prior Salt albums. That's because it has the most varied styles across this album. The song I want to feature is Higher. It's uplifting, and it has some really nice soulful vocals. Like most of the albums across these 5 albums, it really has a lot of sparse instrument, or it has very sparse instrumentation with a great groove, but it still has a very crisp production. So check these albums out, folks. I think you're going to like them.
On the Rocking the Suburbs community. This is Liam from Dublin, Ireland, with my November new music picks. My first pick is Magic by Voom, featuring Phaser Days. Voom are one of my favourite New Zealand bands, in particular Buzz Moller's songwriting, which I think is really underrated. This is their first new music in 16 years. The previous records go from amazing power pop songs to weird indie lo-fi tracks. The new song, Magic, is just like those power pop songs, but a bit darker, but obviously with a different voice involved, with Phaser Days providing most of the vocals on this track. As mentioned, Buzz Moller, who's the vocalist and songwriter for that band, he's probably one of my favourite New Zealand songwriters of all time. I remember seeing him open for the Handsome Family in 2007, doing a solo acoustic set, and he performed a set of new songs that haven't been released to this day, and they're all amazing.
Hey, is all I say. Excuse me while I die inside, but it's okay.
Things never said.
I've been listening to Palomino by First Aid Kit quite a bit this month. I'm going to pick False Apologies by Irish band Meryl Streak from their album 796 as my second pick. The music is really interesting on this album, but it's the vocals and the subject matter which is the most compelling part of it. It's lyrically very confrontational and is addressing issues happening in Ireland right now. The song I picked, False Apologies, deals with how the Catholic Church has dealt with young women and children in Ireland, specifically the mother and the child. It's definitely not the kind of record you're going to listen to on a Sunday afternoon, but I think the messages here are really important, especially from an Irish perspective. I don't think everything on the album is a winner, but there's definitely a lot to take from this record. Anyway, that's all from me. I hope everyone is doing well. has a happy Christmas, and is rocking the suburbs wherever you are.
False apologies. It's blown all over the Bible. All I keep hearing is false apologies. Like it meant nothing at all. False apologies. And what a time to be alive and speak the truth. The church are a bunch of crooks. Unlike me and you. False apologies. Just give it to me straight. And you've shed more blood than John Rambo. Covered up by the state. False apologies. False apologies. Covered up by the state.
The Catholic Church has lost authority in Ireland.
The situation remains the same.
So when they released five albums on November 1st, it came as a huge surprise.